Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The country is in mourning following a mass shooting in Nova Scotia over the weekend. At least 18 people, including the gunman, died in the shooting spree, but final casualties are still being determined. It is the deadliest mass shooting in Canadian history. According to the RCMP, the shooting began in the northwestern town of Portapique on Saturday night. The suspected gunman, a 51-year-old man, then continued to shoot victims across the rural county. On Sunday morning, RCMP located the shooter approximately 100 kilometers south in the town of Enfield. It is believed that the gunman was shot and killed during the course of the arrest, the serious incident response team reported. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
This day is made all the more difficult because of the precious lives lost and the senseless act of one person. Just how could this happen? We may never know why. But we do know this. No one man's action can build a wall between us and a better day, no matter how evil, how thoughtless, or how destructive. Canadians are kind and generous. We are there for each other and we look out for one another. As families grieve the loss of a loved one, all Canadians are standing with them.
One of the victims was RCMP Constable Heidi Stevenson, a 23-year-old veteran of the force, who was killed while responding to the incident. Another officer is in hospital receiving treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, Nova Scotia RCMP confirmed Sunday. The names of the other victims are being released. The Prime Minister confirmed that a virtual vigil will be held at 7 p.m. on Friday at the Facebook page Colchester Supporting Our Nova Scotian Communities. The Conservative opposition has forced a return of MPs to the House of Commons on Monday. Parliament was suspended last month due to COVID-19 concerns. Virtual sittings were discussed, but there was no formal agreement in place. All parties have sent a reduced number of MPs for the sittings. The Liberals, the Bloc Québécois, and the NDP agreed to hold only one meeting a week in the House, but in small numbers. The Conservatives are calling for three sittings. Negotiations continue. The Canada-US border will remain closed for at least another month. The border was first closed on March 20th to all non-essential travel to fight the spread of COVID-19. The closure did not apply to essential workers, like healthcare professionals and truck drivers, who are allowed to continue to cross. Essential trade and commerce also continued between the two countries. The initial 30-day closure has been extended by 30 more days. The Prime Minister confirmed the information on Saturday. As of noon on April 20th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 36,216 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 1,611 deaths. Over 555,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories, except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. Canada's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, said Monday that it is important to stay safe and to stay positive. Dr. Theresa Tam.
At times like these, there can be a lot of negativity born out of anxiety, fear, and concern. But if we just turn our attention ever so slightly, we could become aware of the much greater power of even a single positive voice or a single act of kindness. It takes many negative voices to try to push us down, but even one positive voice can have the power to raise us all up. When we think about some of the darkest times in history, what we recall is the inspiring voices that guided and helped us along. If you are feeling down, turn to those voices, or if you can be that voice, speak up and raise people up with you. This weekend, I reflected on how thankful I am for the positive attitudes and many kindnesses shown by Canadians during this crisis. When times get tough and people band together, it is truly inspiring what can happen.
This was The Response for April 20th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.